Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the importance of surrounding yourself with good Christian friends who can encourage, challenge, and support you in your faith journey. The Bible verse for today is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. Do not be led astray. Bad company corrupts good morals. That's from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33.
Today's Bible verse reminds us of the power of influence. It says, "Do not be led astray. Bad company corrupts good morals." This statement holds true even in our modern world. We are constantly surrounded by different influences, some of which can be positive and others not so much. Think about it for a moment. When we spend a significant amount of time with people who don't share our values or beliefs, it is only natural that we adopt some of their ways. This can have a profound impact on our thoughts, beliefs, and actions. As Christians, however, we are called to live according to the way of God. We are called to be a light in the darkness and shine His love and truth into the world. Living out our faith becomes easier when we surround ourselves with good Christian friends. These are the individuals who will encourage and challenge us, supporting us on our journey of faith. They will remind us of what is truly important and help us stay on the right track. Now, this doesn't mean we should isolate ourselves from the rest of the world. That would be neither helpful nor loving. Instead, we are called to be in the world, but not of it. We are called to engage with others, build relationships, and show them the love of Christ. However, we also need to be mindful of the influences surrounding us. Are we keeping good Christian friends in our inner circle? Do we surround ourselves with people who will build us up and help us grow in our faith? Or are we allowing the world to shape our thinking and conform to its ways? These are questions worth pondering. Having good Christian friends by our side provides us with a support system. We have people who will pray for us, challenge us when necessary, and hold us accountable. They become our cheerleaders and sounding boards. And when we stumble or falter, they will be there to pick us up and help us get back on track. So take a moment to evaluate your circle of friends. Are there individuals who inspire you to live out your faith? Are there people who share your values and beliefs? Nurture those relationships and seek out new ones with fellow believers. Surround yourself with friends who will uplift you and help you grow spiritually. It's important to remember that while we may have good Christian friends, that doesn't mean we should isolate ourselves from others. We are also called to be a light to non-believers. Through our relationships with them, we have the opportunity to show God's love and truth. Our interactions with the world should be intentional, purposeful, and guided by the values we hold dear. In conclusion, today's verse from 1 Corinthians reminds us of the power of influence and the importance of surrounding ourselves with good Christian friends. They play a vital role in our journey of faith, supporting, encouraging, and challenging us. As we engage with the world, let us be mindful of the influences around us and strive to be a positive force, guided by our faith and surrounded by a supportive community.
Let's close with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts, acknowledging the importance of the company we keep. Help us, Lord, to be mindful of the influences that surround us. Guide us to surround ourselves with good Christian friends who will uplift us, encourage us, and help us grow in our faith. May these friendships be a source of strength, support, and accountability as we strive to live according to your will. At the same time, Lord, grant us the wisdom and courage to be a light in the darkness. Help us to engage with the world in a way that reflects your love and truth. Let our interactions with others be purposeful and guided by our values, so that we may show them the beauty of your grace. We ask for your protection over our hearts and minds. Keep us steadfast in our faith, and let us always seek your guidance in choosing our companions. May we never forget that our ultimate aim is to honor you in all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, thank you for joining us today. May the peace and blessings of the Lord be with you always. Share this message of faith and love with your friends and family, and continue to let God's light shine through you. Blessings to you all. Goodbye.